Microphone check 1212. What's good, everybody? John Nelson, J Trains Coach Podcast, episode 183. Plandemic is here. Join me on today's episode as I talk about what is going on with me and my thoughts on what's going on with me. I guess my MIA episode or my MIA update didn't age well, as they say. As of yesterday, I was given a call in the middle of a workout outside that I had tested positive for coronavirus. Like I said, in my health or my MIA update, I had a family member that was going through an issue. They are still going through that issue. And I possibly might have caught something or got it from either that person or got something from, you know, whoever else or anything. I'm not really pointing the fingers or anything. Luckily, I am asymptomatic thus far. So I have been positive since June 24th and I am asymptomatic. I have shown zero symptoms. I had a little bit of sinus pressure about 2 weeks ago and a little headache. When I drank a cup of coffee, that headache went away. So to my knowledge, to my expertise thus far, I am asymptomatic. I decided to rest all of last week and make sure that I was okay, make sure that I did not have coronavirus. And in return, I had my highest week of recoveries on my Whoop device. Now, my Whoop device has been instrumental in tracking what's going on between me and a family member. And it's really helpful. It's really helpful to see your heart rate. It's helpful to see your respiratory rate. It's helpful to see your sleep, your HRV, your, you know, strain, what you're going through on a day in and day out basis. And I recommend that a lot. I want you guys to check that out. Whoop.com, check that out. But anyways, I've been going through this. It's very weird. It's very weird. Psychologically, it's very different because I'm sick without being sick. And, this sounds kind of dark, but I'd rather be sick. I'd rather feel some shit. Now, let's back up to November, December. I was incredibly sick for a six-week period. And usually what happens to me when I typically get sick is I have a cold, I have a sinus, I maybe have a migraine, something like that. You know, I tough it out and I just go to the gym and train and I keep pushing myself and keep pushing myself, thinking that that's going to rebound. And I end up making myself worse. In years past, I've given myself bronchitis, I've given myself pneumonia just because I kept pushing and just try to, you know, tough guy it out. This time when I went through the little quote-unquote sinus issue, a few weeks ago, I decided to rest. But back up to November of 2019, December of 2019, I was very sick for 6 weeks. I had no idea what was going on. I've experienced a lot of symptoms similar to coronavirus or COVID-19. I'm not saying that I had it. There's no science to back me up. There's no test to back me up. Okay, this podcast is not going to be incredibly science-based today. This is just me telling you guys my thoughts and everything. So I had that and I was sick for a good 6 weeks, 6 weeks straight. Like, it was just massive. So could that have been coronavirus and this is not another relapse and this is why I'm not feeling it because I, you know, am asymptomatic or whatnot? Possibly. Like I said, this is going to be a very psychological challenge. Make no mistake, I am going to make coronavirus my bitch, okay? I'm going to make coronavirus my bitch. This will not defeat me. This will not hurt me. I will defeat this. I will fight this. I have been a fighter my entire life. I have fought through many surgeries. I've fought through many ups and downs. I've literally waged war, and I have been through many wars in almost 32 years of life. So this right here is no different to me. This trial or tribulation or whatever it is that's going on is no different. My response is the same. Fight. the very message I've been preaching to you guys for almost 2 years, over 2 years, is to fight no matter what. And for those of you that I've had, you know, some contact with over the last 3 weeks, my apologies. You know, if I knew I had it, then I would have not contacted. And I've done the responsible thing and been upfront with people and made sure that they're going to get tested and go into a quarantine as well. So I've been very responsible with that. Coronavirus is a pandemic. This is a man-made virus. I felt like I've been sitting here watching this shit happen for the last few months, and I've gathered my own thoughts but never really spoke on it too much. I don't know where this came from or what source this came from, but this is 100% something bigger is going on. Even with the rise in cases right now, there's an extreme rise in cases, and there's extreme, no death percentages, or there's extreme lowering in death. The death mortality rate is lowered significantly. And I want to make it clear on my podcast that, you know, I sympathize with everybody that has passed away from coronavirus. Like I said a few episodes a couple months ago, I said, you know, I'm really glad that my dad, my father, who had rectal cancer, was not alive for this era and then catch something like a coronavirus and then die from it. I could not live with myself. If I had caught the coronavirus and I'm asymptomatic, and then I had continued to care for my dad if he was still alive, and then it jumps off of me somehow into him and kills him, then I'm responsible for that death. So, you know, it is a very dark viewpoint, but I hope you guys understand what I'm trying to say, is that I'm glad that he's not alive for this era, because something as simple as that could have killed him. Now, I don't wish that he was dead. I don't wish anybody was dead. I wish nobody died from this virus. And nobody has their shit together. Nobody has their shit together. It's just ridiculous. From the hospitals, from the U.S. government, from the U.S. health system. You know, America is not as elite as people say it is, or as the media portrays. The media has been completely terrible during this time, and they're trying to brainwash us and just go with different, you know, theories and all of that. I have taken a loved one to a hospital many times over the last couple weeks, and they have denied that person because they weren't quote unquote breathing to the point where they're about to die. It's really ridiculous. Even in Texas, the state of Texas is a complete shit show right now. It's a complete shit show. Did the Texas open up too soon? Probably. You know, I always push for the Texas gyms to open up because I want the benefits of performance for your immune system to be better. Okay, I never once push for bars to be open, push for restaurants to be open, push for malls to be open. Okay. If I want something to drink, I'm going to go to a liquor store. Why? Because I'm going to buy a big-ass bottle of Jack Daniels for, you know, $20 to $60, as opposed to going to a club and spending $300 for a little bottle for the same thing. It makes zero sense to do that for myself. Now, if you go to those things and you go out and have a good time, by all means, have fun. You know, I never adjusted to Texas. I never adjusted to, you know, being here. You know, I work here. I do my thing here. You know, I'm here, but I'm not here, if that makes any sense. You know, I have plans for my career. I have plans for myself. I have plans that I came here to do different things. And I want to make sure each of those things happen during that time. So, you know, maybe Texas opened too soon. There's just been catastrophic failure on the U.S. government, on the Trump administration, and on the state level. And I know this may get blocked, or this may, you know, get violated of community terms or guidelines or whatever. I don't really care. You know, I don't really care. I'm not doing this episode to seek attention either. Okay? a lot of people have been quiet about their COVID-19 case, and rightfully so, they should be. I will not publicly speak about anybody's case that I know of on my social media channels. The reason I am posting on social media so much info about my case and what it involves is because I'm asymptomatic and I have completely normal readings. You guys can see on my social media channels, my recoveries are off the chart. My sleep is great. I feel fine. I feel normal. So much so that my devices told me that I need to push myself and train because they didn't realize that I took the last week off from training and then resumed training. And then we'll continue to resume training by myself isolated once I figure out where I can do that safely for myself and safely for anybody else. I do not want to come in contact with anybody else because I can spread this shit. I can make other people sick. And it's a nightmare. You know, people are getting turned away from tests. People are not being honest with tests. I was told that I'm a, hold on 1 second. What?
Are we in your way?
No.
Okay. Thank
you. Sorry about that, guys. I'll cut that. Edit point. I was told that I would be a hospitalization in Texas. I have not stepped foot into a hospital in Texas. You know, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. This is failure of the system. The system is designed to help its citizens, and it is not helping its citizens. And I'm one of many people. I want to use my platform correctly to make sure that other people or other voices that are afraid to speak up are heard. There's people right now waiting in line to get tested for 5, 6, 7 hours. People that could be spreading everything. You never know. And, you know, a lot of people are saying now, if you're not showing signs, then, you know, go home. Well, I'm not showing signs either. So if I had shown up today to basically get tested and they not know that I was actually positive for coronavirus, they would have sent me home. And I would be unknowingly walking around, unknowingly making things worse, unknowingly, you know, putting people in dangerous way. I have been put in the way of danger. I have not received hazard pay. I have not received a stimulus check, even though I do qualify for a stimulus check and just did my 2019 taxes. The feds have still not sent it to me. The system is terrible. And you're seeing a breakdown of the system right before our eyes. And I want to use that as an example. As my mouth is drying up. You know, I'm going to post because I want coaches, trainers, people alike, people that think like me, I want you guys to be able to case study me and see the effects. Now, I may not be able to tell you a lot of information because my readings are normal. But I will be upfront and an open book because I do believe that is important. In a day and age where it's so unpopular to just tell your truth and everybody will try to either cancel you or they'll try to, you know, say this or fake news or whatever, it's time to speak up. It's time to speak up. And I'm sick of this, man. I'm absolutely sick of this. I'm absolutely tired of this. 2013 was the worst year of my life because my father passed away. If you have taken that out of the equation, the worst year of my life is 2020. People I love and hold dearly to myself are suffering right now. Everything is up in the air with this. The career is just, you know, not where I want it to be, trying to push it, have some good things hopefully coming up soon. And it's just an accumulation of one thing after another, one thing after another, one thing after another. And the disappointing thing about that is it's only July. It's only July. And people are dying. People are getting sick. Cases are getting worse. Because of what? Because of what reason? To push an agenda. If you die at a hospital and you die of a heart attack and you have coronavirus symptoms, you'll get written off as a coronavirus death. People are lying. People are pushing agendas. I have a very strong feeling that this will all go away when the election's up. That come December, none of this will, everything will just cease to exist. And then the damage will be done. It's insane. It's insane. I have no words for it. I have no explanation for it. You know, I'm not thinking of myself. Now, I will take the proper precautions necessary. I will do what is necessary. And I will make sure that, you know, people around me do not get sick because of me. You know, as silly as it may seem, I'm actually worried about my dog because I take care of my dog. I don't want to give my dog a disease and then have to put her down. No, I'm responsible for that. That's not going to happen. You know, and I'm sick and tired of the U.S. government. I'm sick and tired of the U.S. system. I'm sick and tired of the hospital system. I'm sick and tired of corporate America pulling its shit the whole year. Enough is enough. And, you know, I've tried to be very, very honest without naming names, naming organizations, naming certain instances, and just put people on blast. I've been trying to be very mature about that. And not, you know, do anything at all. Not put myself in that way. And I can't do that. I can't do that. Some of the behind the scenes things is just ridiculous, man. Some of the behind the scenes is very discouraging. It's very disheartening. It makes you not want to coach ever again in your life. That's how disheartening it is. The pay, the salary, just everything. And I've tried to take a good, mature stance from that. So I don't ruin my own future. I don't ruin things I try to get going in the works for me. I understand. I got to do my own thing. I got to, you know, get my own business and get my own shit together and do it what I got to do. And I will do that. The minute I test negative, the minute I have a negative test and I can resume everything, I'm going to resume everything. It's just that simple. So I just want to give you guys a heads up on what's going on with me. I was going to do a really long episode. I'm going to cut it off right here because I'm very angry and I'm very disgusted. And I don't want to go into a expletive laced rant right now. I will do that. If we talk behind the scenes, I got you. But I want to make sure that you guys are, you know, informed. So check out my social media. Pay attention to my case. Okay? This is the works of something bigger than just a virus. They are affecting us. They're not treating us. They're not doing anything. They're getting up day after day at their press conferences, and they are fucking lying. Mike Pence fucking sat there and lied. And of course, I expect them to sit there and lie. They're politicians. They're professional liars, and they get paid to lie. But let's have a moment of transparency, and let's have a moment of everything. And let's make sure that we do what we got to do. Fight the system. The system is done. This year sucks. This year has been the worst year. And it could be getting worse. So we'll find out. My name is John Nelson. This is J-Train's Coach Podcast, episode 183. I'll see you guys soon. Peace.